Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be beginning the fifth chapter of Masechta Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Perek Hey, Mishnayas Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Hayubod kenosan b'sheva chakiros. They would investigate the witnesses in capital cases where the defendant might get the death penalty if convicted. They would investigate them in seven matters. Beis a Shavua, in what Shavua, which here does not mean a week. We'll see in the Bartanura what that is. Beis a Shana, in what year. Beis a Chodesh, in what month. Bakama b'chodesh, on what day of the month. Beis a Yom, on what day of the week. Beis a Sha'a, in what hour of the day. Beis a Makom, in what location. So they had to be able to answer all of these questions regarding where and when the crime took place. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Be'ez a Yom, Be'ez a Shah, Be'ez a Makom. Rabbi Yossi says, just these three questions. What day, what hour, what place? Makir na temoso. They would ask, did you recognize him? Hisrehembo, did you warn him? Ha'ovid avod azara, esmi avad, ubame avad. And if someone was accused of worshipping an idol, they would ask him what idol he worshipped and in what manner he worshipped it. Let's look in the Bartan Uro. Hayubodkino son. So they would investigate them, they would interrogate them. Acha sha'aymu alehen hayubodkino son. After they warned them about the severity of being false witnesses, then they would interrogate them. B'sheva chakiros, with seven points of investigation. K'neged shiva lashonos shenemru b'mikra b'chayve misos beizdin. These correspond to the seven terms used by the Torah when discussing those who are trying cases that could involve the death penalty from the court. V'derashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, it says that you should inquire and you should search and you should ask well. Harikan shlosha, these are three phrases. V'sha'alta enu min aminyan, but one of them isn't included in these seven. Shemimenu lamdanu b'dikos, because we learn from that one that we should ask the additional questions. U'b'makam acher hu omer, v'hugad lacha v'shamata v'derashta heitev. So elsewhere it tells us to speak and to ask and to inquire well. Yesh kan shnayim acherim. So there's another two. Hari lacha chamesha. So we have five so far. U'b'makam acher omer, v'darshu hashoftim heitev. It says that the judges should inquire well. Shnayim acherim. That's an additional two. Hari kan shiva. So there are seven languages of interrogation. So we have seven points of interrogation corresponding to these seven terms. Beis a Shavua, in what Shavua normally means a week. Here it says Shel Yovel. So Yovel was seven cycles of 7 years each. So it wants to know in which 7 year cycle did this occur. Beis a Shana, Shel Shavua, in what year of that cycle. So it was the third set of 7 years, and it was the fourth year of that set, for example. Beis a Yom, Shel Shabbos, what day of the week. Beis a Sha'a, Shel Yom, in what hour of the day. Shekol Sheva Chakiros Halalu Mivios Osan Lidei Hazama. All of these things that they're interrogated on, all these things, the Chakiros, these can lead them to being contradicted and defined as false witnesses. V'shema Ein Edim L'Haziman L'Chol HaYom V'yesh Edim L'Hazim L'Oso Shah. So maybe there aren't witnesses who can say, we were with you someplace else that whole day, but there are witnesses who can say, we were with you someplace else at that particular hour, and thereby invalidate this testimony. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Sarach Ela Shlosh Chakiros. We only need these three points of investigation. Be'ez a Yom, Be'ez a Shah, Be'ez a Makom. Namely, on what day, at what hour, in what place, then halacha krebiosi, but that is not the halacha. Elafil omru ha'edim etmol hargu, even if the witnesses say he killed him yesterday, which makes all of those other points fairly self-evident, bodkino son b'sheva chakiros, we still interrogate them with these 7 points of investigation, kedei shetetarif daitan alehen, v'yodu im yesh psul be'edusan. We still want to ask them all the questions because we want to wear them down, and if there's something they're not telling us that would affect their ability to testify in this case, we want to know about it. Makirino somoso, did you recognize him? Haharug, the one who was killed. Vazu eno min hachakiros shemivios lidei hazama. This is not one of the points of interrogation that could lead the witnesses to being disqualified as false witnesses. Elekeshar bedikos she'enon el lasos ha'edus muchshos shema lo yamar ha'echad kedivrei chavero. This is merely one of the questions that they ask, like all other questions outside of this sheva chakiros, that are meant to find out if these witnesses are telling the truth. Maybe they'll contradict one another and we'll know that they're lying. Esmi Avad, if he's accused of idolatry, who did he serve? Le Pa'or o le Merkulis, whether he served Baal Pa'or or Mercury. Ubame Avad, and how did he serve it? Bezivuach o behish tachaveha, did he sacrifice to it or did he bow down to it? Continuing immediately in Mishnah Beis, Kol Hamarba Bedikos Harize Meshubach. Anyone who increases the number of points that they question him on is praised for it. Maisa Ubadak Ben Zakai Ba'uksa Te'ena. There was an incident where Ben Zakai quizzed witnesses about the stems, the stalks of the figs. Uma Ben Chakiros LeBedikos. And what's the difference between the 7 points of interrogation and all the other questions that they ask? Chakiros Echad Omer Eini Yodea. Edusan Betela. When it comes to the Chakiros, the 7 points that we just discussed in the first Mishnah, if someone says, I don't know, then their testimony is invalid. So if you say, what year was it? I don't know. It's no good. Where did the murder take place? I don't know. It's no good. Bedikos echad omer eini yodea, v'afilu shnayim omer ein anu yodin, edusan kayemes. But when it comes to the bedikos, the other questions, then if one or even both of them answer a question with, I don't know, then the testimony still continues. So, for example, if you say, what color shirt was he wearing? And one says, I don't know. And the other one says, white. Okay, that's fine. And if both of them say, I don't know, that's also fine. It doesn't make a difference. Echad chakiros ve'echad bedikos bezman shmachishin ze etze edusan betela. But whether we're dealing with the 7 chakiros or the other questions that are asked, if the witnesses contradict one another, then their testimony is thrown out. Let's look in the Barat Nuro. So there was an incident revolving around Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. This is referring to the famous Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. V'tamid dan lefnei rabo haya be'ososha. But at that time he was a student judging in front of his teacher. So because he was the lesser person in the incident, lekach karuhu Ben Zakkai. That's why he's called Ben Zakkai when it relates the story. What did he ask about? He asked about the uktzei te'enim. He asked about the stalks or the stems of the figs. Shahayu me'idin alav. Shahargu tachas hata'ena. They testified that this person committed murder underneath a fig tree. Ubadak ben Zakkai, te'ena zu uktseha dakin ogasim. So Ben Zakkai asked them, were the stalks of this fig tree thick or thin? And uketz znav hapri makam chiburo le'ilan. And he defines here what an uketz is. It's the place, the tail of the fruit where it connects to the tree. So, echad omer eni yodea edusan betela. When it comes to the chakiros, if one of them says, I don't know, the testimony is thrown out. Teshuv iyata yachal lahaziman ba'oso chakira. Then they can't be contradicted by others proving their false witnesses involving that point. Because man she'i evshel lakayim taras hazama be'echad min ha'edim kol ha'edus betela va'afilu hin mea. If you cannot refute a witness on one of these points, if you can't have someone come and prove that they're lying because we know we were with you someplace else at that time, then the whole testimony is thrown out, even if there are 100 witnesses. The Ein Ha'edim Nasin Zomim Achi Yizomu Kulon, because witnesses cannot be refuted and made into false witnesses unless all of them can be refuted in that way. Bedikos, but when it comes to the other questions, Afilo Amru Kulon Ein Anu Yodim, even if all the witnesses says we don't know, Mitzvah Hazama Ru'uyel Hiskayim, they could still fulfill the obligation to declare them false witnesses. So if you have 2 witnesses or even 100 witnesses and you say, what color shirt was he wearing? And they all say, we don't know. That has nothing at all to do with whether others come and say, we can prove that you weren't there. Then Hazama Tuluya El Bechakira, because the disqualification of these witnesses only hinges on those 7 points of investigation, lomer imano hayisem ba'oso shaba makam acher, in order to say, we were with you at that time someplace else. So all the questions that would preclude getting that answer, they have to be answered. If you can't prove that because people say, I don't know, then the testimony is thrown out. They have to answer those questions. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the parak with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.